The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Friday edition. And Fridays, we open the phones just wide open to whatever you want to talk about. We don't have real stringent screening any time, but on Fridays, we are very, very lax. Other days of the week, we may say, hey, we moved on, we're changing topics, but not on Friday. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about, whenever you want to talk. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. November 22nd, 1963, John F. Kennedy, President of the United States, was assassinated, and I realize probably a good portion, if not the majority, of our audience was not even alive then, but it was one of those instances in my lifetime, I would say four events. In my lifetime, I remember where I was, what I was doing when the event occurred. The assassination of Kennedy was one of them. I was in high school, Dominguez High School, Compton, California, in Spanish class on that morning when the public address, you know, the public address system in the school, an announcement was made that the President of the United States had been shot in Dallas, Texas. And I remember they said, we have very few details yet. We don't know his condition, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they dismissed class, and we went out into the courtyard. Now, this was California, and almost all California schools are a campus-style setting. One story, not multi-story, with the hallways outside, not inside. Anyway, we were dismissed, and we gathered together in the courtyard of the school, where they had big speakers on top of the building. They did that when we had pep rallies for games and so forth out there in the courtyard, and the speakers were already installed. And they piped in the live radio coverage of the assassination of Kennedy. And we were all just in total shock. I mean, we were just in total shock. And I remember it was quite some time before the announcement was made that Kennedy had actually died of the gunshot wound. But I was in Spanish class, high school, in California, and for the next several days, there was nothing on television but the coverage of the death, the funeral, and so forth. I mean, nothing. It was, I started to say round the clock. For those of you that are old enough to remember, back then, most TV stations were not on 24 hours, because who in their right mind would be watching TV at 3 o'clock in the morning? And so programming would go off. Usually, I think it was about midnight, and there was the famous sign, signal, of the radio, of the TV station at night. And there it was. You know, it was had a design on it and gave the call letters of the TV station and so forth. And they went off the air. So, I mean, it wasn't 24 hours a day, but that's all there was. There was no coverage of anything else. It was wall-to-wall. TV basically shut down. All regular programming was suspended, and there was nothing but the coverage of his death and then ultimately his funeral. What I don't remember is whether we had class the next day. I'll have to think about that. And I don't recall what day of the week it was. I don't recall whether we had class the following day. We didn't anymore that day. We stayed in the courtyard until it was announced that President Kennedy had died. And then school was dismissed. And, of course, the entire nation was just in a total state of shock. And it just reminds me to pray for the safety of our president. I read, it's been 2 or 3 weeks ago, that sources within the Secret Service are reporting that never in the history of the Secret Service have they ever received as many death threats as they are receiving against Donald Trump. Never. All-time record number of death threats against this president. Because I don't think in American history we have ever had a president that was so hated and maligned as this president. And whether you agree with him or not, there is no room for the hatred and the vitriol that is poured out against him. And we need to pray for his safety. That's one of the major things I prayed about with Barack Obama. Constantly prayed for his safety. I didn't like President Obama. Didn't agree with his policies. But he was our president. And I realized that if anything happened to him, it would have split America wide open. We probably would have had incredible violence in the streets if anything had happened to Barack Obama. I think the same is true with Donald Trump. And sadly, and I want to say this honestly, if, and I'm so grateful it didn't, if something had happened to Barack Obama, I would have been incredibly sad. I would have been incredibly sad with the hatred and the vitriol from the liberal left in our country. It has gotten so bad from the left, from the liberals. If something were to happen to Donald Trump, there would be rejoicing in the streets. That would not have happened with Barack Obama. Even those who liked him least never would have celebrated in the streets. But if something were to happen to Donald Trump, in many communities, the hatred is so deep, there would be rejoicing in the streets. And that's sad. But anyway, November 22nd, those of us old enough to remember it will never forget the day that John F. Kennedy was shot and killed in Dallas, Texas. All right, we're going to take a break. Hey, it's Friday. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. 877-BOB-LIVE is my number. 877-262-5483. We'll return.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. Yesterday, one of the listeners said I sounded tired. So I'm trying to be more enthusiastic today. All right, it is an open phone Friday. I've got all kinds of stories to talk about, but on Fridays we defer to the phones. And first up is Jim in Lewis Center, Ohio. Hey, Jim, welcome.
Hi, Bob. Thanks. Hey, I just commented on Facebook, and as I came on the radio to listen to you, I thought I'd comment to you, too. You know, I have a number of family members that never watch anything except ABC, NBC, CNN, or MSNBC. And there is so much that they have. They do not really have any idea of the reality of what's happening, because only half of the news is on there, you know. And if they don't listen to Christian radio, like you or AFR radio or someplace, you know, even Fox is, even has a lot of stuff way better than the rest of the news. They don't have a clue about what's going on. For example, you know, all this information, there's a video I'm sure you've seen of Joe Biden who brags about getting the prosecutor fired and withheld $1 billion. And I guarantee you will never, ever in your born days life see that on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, or any of those stations. It'll never happen. They give you only the half of the news that fits their political persuasion. They will not give you. They will not give you any, like when they do the this impeachment, you know, it's actually just a bully pulpit and a campaign program for the Democrats, but they call it an impeachment examination or something. But anyway, they'll just give the comments that were made that favor their position, and maybe they'll give some short limited comment.
Yeah.
Of some opposition, but not very much. So you really don't know the news unless you listen to Christian radio or Fox. You have no idea.
No, it's true. You're right. They only report about half of it, and the half that they report is unbelievably biased. On this impeachment thing, I have been trying to listen to as much as I possibly can, and I've listened to a lot of the actual testimony, the back and forth, and so forth. And then I go to CNN and the Washington Post, and seriously, yeah. Jim, I'm not making this up. I go, what were you watching? You know, it's like two different planets. It's amazing. Bombshell this, bombshell that. And in fact, I've got some audio. I'll play it later in the program. A collage or a montage of audio, all of it over a year ago, most of it 2 years ago, about what the press was saying about Trump. And it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have Democrat friends that they don't even know who George Soros is. They've never heard of him. They didn't even know they have no idea who he is.
Well, it was interesting because Soros came up in the hearings yesterday, and just because he was brought up, immediately the Democrats accused the Republican of even bringing it up of anti-Semitism simply because Soros is Jewish. And it was, I thought, what? My goodness. These are strange times, Jim. They really are. And
you know what? Just one other comment, if I make it short.
Yeah.
George Soros now is spending his money getting prosecuting attorneys elected all over the country that will not enforce the things that he believes. And I want to tell you, if you think about it, the prosecuting attorney has more power in local government than any other position.
Well, not only that, in local governments here in the states, try looking at what he has done in foreign countries. Hey, I got to go, Jim. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate
it.
All right. God bless you. Let's go to Jack in Owlsboro, Ohio. Jack, I've never heard of Owlsboro, Ohio.
We're halfway between Logan and Mount Pleasant on 93.
All right. Well, I've driven all over down there. Maybe I drove through it. How many stoplights in Owlsboro, Ohio?
There aren't any. There's just a nursing home, Arcady Acres.
Well, okay. All right. What do you want to talk about,
it's
Jack?
It's gone out of business. It's gone out of business, Bob.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. And I was going to check in.
The state closed it.
Oh, that's not a good sign. All right. You wanted to talk about JFK?
Yeah, a little bit. I just wanted to say that, the world did kind of come to a stop, and it was a big shock. I was in my study hall class. I was a senior that year. And I remember the look on some of the girls' faces. It was just, they just almost turned white.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they showed the funeral in the rotunda for the weekend.
Sure.
Of course, I had work Friday evening, Saturday evening, Sunday evening, and we went back to school on Monday. We didn't have much business. We didn't have much driving business at all except for the basketball teams and a few of the football teams that came through there. And that was I like President Kennedy. I got to meet him in Canova, West Virginia once.
Did you really? Wow.
Yes, sir. He was there for a campaign stop.
Yeah. Well,
and,
he was.
What a crowd.
Yeah, he was certainly one of the most beloved presidents in American history and respected by Democrats and Republicans alike. Well, Jack, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing your memories. I appreciate it very, very much. You and I are very close in age.
God bless you, Bob. And I wanted to tell you about Fast Time.
About what time?
Daylight saving time.
Well, I'm out of time, but I tell you what, I can put you on hold, and we can carry it on after the top of the hour if you want to hang on.
Bob. I just want to say a little bit about it.
All right. Well, hey, it's Friday. I don't often carry people over, but I'll do it. I mean, after all, you're from Owlsboro, Ohio. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be back. You are listening to Bob Burney Live, and we'll be back in just a moment.